Welcome to this session on finding your purpose in life. My name is Janardan. I live in San Francisco, United States. First of all, I want to talk about why I chose this topic about finding one's purpose in life. I think it's something that's absolutely fundamental to human existence, and it's almost like having a map when you're on a road, when you're trying to travel from one part of the country to another. About 16 years ago, when I first came across my own journey of where I wanted to go, I traveled to the United States as a young boy. And if you think about it, 16 years ago, it was the time, you know, those people who were raised in this country, in India, in my generation, there was a sudden influx of television. Cable television just had stepped into or come into our lives, and we were the first generation of people, youth, to be influenced so heavily by Western media. Because if you think about it, as I go back to my story, in 1984, we got a cable for the first time, and from two channels, which had, you know, Doordarshan 1 and Doordarshan 2, suddenly we went into 6 and 50 and quickly into 100 and now several hundred television channels. All of these channels, all of these studios that were producing these things were obviously not Indian. They were all, many of them were Western shows, and so there was a lot of Western influence in my life growing up. So I went to America thinking that, you know, this is sort of an extension of my dream of wanting to live that life of watching those television shows. I go to America, I got into one of the top universities, got a full scholarship. I was, in the first summer, landed a job at my favorite company, and life was looking set on one side, but internally there was a sense of discontentment. There was a lot of achievement in the sense of monetary and goal-oriented accomplishments, but there was not a sense of fulfillment within. So I didn't know what that fulfillment would come from. And I traveled to India like I did every Christmas to meet my family who was living back in India. And there I met a childhood friend of mine who had completely changed his life. And, you know, being a Muslim boy from old city Hyderabad, which is where I grew up, I was very curious to see what made him vegetarian, what made him start waking up in the morning and, you know, eating vegetarian meals and meditating and stuff like that. So he led me to this meditation center. And one of the first things I learned at that program that was going on at that center called SML, Self-Management Leadership, was this lesson on finding your purpose in life. And I'll get back to what they talked about, but my initial reaction to the content was it was just amazing, because there was not any school, any college program, any corporate program that was talking about something so fundamental to human existence, that is, who are we, what are we doing here, and what is my individual role in this big mosaic of life. So I go back to the States and I start to reflect. I would start meditation and start to reflect, and I started understanding really my own purpose in this world, and I quickly started seeing the need to have external recognition and accolades became less and less important, and I started becoming more and more just happy being who I was, doing simple things. So now let me tell you a little bit about what I learned in that session at the Brahma Kumari Center back in 1998, I think it was. So they talked about something very simple about trying to reflect on one's own journey in life. So you go back as far as you can. I think, you know, a typical human being can remember things from when he or she was 5, 6 years old up until now. I ask you to think of two sets of things. First, think of 10 incidents in your life where you were considered a hero or a heroine, whatever the case may be. Right? So 10 things that you did that people really thought that you were extraordinary. So write those 10 things down. And then for each of those incidents in your life where you were considered a hero or a heroine, ask yourself, what quality did you exhibit in your life that made other people perceive you to be extraordinary? Okay, so that's category number one. Category number two, think about those situations in your life. Think about 10 situations when you had major setbacks in life, such as a loss in the family, accident, a personal health issue, maybe a failure at school or a loss of a job, or, you know, think about 8-10 conditions which were really made you step back and really reflect on life and so on. Then write those 10 things down and ask yourself this question: what was the quality that you used? What was that virtue that you went inside and got hold of to get you through that crisis in your life? Right? So there's got 10 things where you were excellent and 10 things where you had disasters. What were those qualities that you leaned on for either of these things to get you to that, past those situations? You will notice that once you write this chart down for yourself, that they are all pointing to primarily one or two things. Those one or two things, if you draw them, or actually you write them down, they will point you in a direction that will be your purpose in life. Or it's pointing to that direction. And none of these things are just going to come out like a flash in one sitting. So what I ask that you be patient with yourself, because they're going to show you the general direction. Just like, for example, you're navigating yourself across the country, it'll just show you, first of all, where's due north. And as you get closer, as you spend more and more time traversing that journey, it's going to become more and more focused in, and you're going to zoom in on that spot, on that exact thing that you are meant to do in this world. So how do you know that that's the thing, right? So, I mean, you know, here's a great philosophy that I've just shared with you. So, you know, 10 and 10 things. The way that you will know that this is perhaps your purpose in life is you will feel a sense of accomplishment, a sense of fulfillment within yourself. You'll just be happy with yourself no matter what somebody says, good, bad, praise, defamation. You just feel positive. And like somebody said, there's a beautiful quote that I heard, that you know that it's the right thing for you when you do that thing, no matter whether people are looking at you or they're not looking at you. So whether you're doing it in the limelight or quietly in your own little bedroom, if you enjoy doing what you're doing, no matter what the external praise or the accolades or the certification or the consent that you get from people, and then it's very likely that you have started to fall into your groove in life. Then I'd like to leave you with one other thing, which is the question of how do you know, you know, there's this dichotomy of, you know, one is that you love to do something, but then I have to support my family, I've got to pay my bills, I've got to take care of my apartment, I've got to, you know, basically have a revenue stream. So there's a question of, you know, okay, this is great, you know, I'd love to be able to do something, but how do I know that's going to be financially rewarding? And I think primarily, if you stay by this philosophy that if you do something really, really well, then money is not going to be an issue. Actually, resources are not going to be an issue. So the resources include monetary, physical help, so that is cooperation from other people, time, your own energy, your own health, you know, just the universe cooperating with you. And I really believe that once somebody finds their purpose in life, the universe is going to conspire. It is going to do amazing things, miracles almost, to be able to make that what you are meant to do in this world actually happen. There will be universal force that will work through you, energize you. You might have had four hours of sleep, or may have skipped a meal, or skipped a couple of meals, but there will be such a great sense of enthusiasm, a sense of joy in just doing something. You can become timeless almost. You become ageless. You just are in that zone that they call it in sports, when you really don't care about those 10,000 other fans, whether they're booing you or they're praising you. It doesn't matter, but you are going for that basket, so to speak. Right, so let's talk about those five things that will help you to find your groove and also help you to garner the resources that I just talked about. Number one, ask yourself, who am I? This is one of the first data points, like I was talking about the GPS. The GPS, any GPS, whether it's your phone or a GPS device or any sort of a navigation satellite, so on and so forth, it requires that it locks into three separate satellites, GPS satellites, to be able to pinpoint where exactly you are. And once you figure out where exactly you are, then you can figure out where you want to go. So the first lock-in that you need to make is understanding, who am I? So ask yourself this question. This is a process where it requires you to go within yourself. And it's a refining. Like I said, you know, you may not get the flash of complete clarity on day one, but it's a process of slowly undoing what everybody else has said who you are, what you thought who you were based on external influences, and then you actually get down to who you really are. Number two, asking yourself, what is it that I do? Okay, now I'll get into the explanation, detailed explanation of this a little bit later, but whether you're a farmer that is sowing seeds at a particular time of the year, or whether you're an astronaut that's going to fix the International Space Station, everybody does a certain thing. And what is it that you are doing, and is that aligned with who you really are? So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Number three, who are you doing this for? Right? So identifying, what is your target audience? You're not, everybody does not buy anything, right? Everybody is not going to be your customer. Certain people are going to be your customers, or certain people are going to be a clientele. Who are that? Number four, what do these people come to you for? Right? So these people are seeking something. They want something. Therefore, they come to you, and then you provide that service or the product or whatever it is. Then number five, ask yourself, what is the feeling that they leave with? Right? So what is it that they get from you, and how does what they get from you change their life? Okay? So revisit all of them. Number one, who am I? Who am I really? Number two, what is it that I do? And in this, I'd like to just go ahead and take it one step further and say, if you really, really want to be happy in your life and really feel like you're in the groove of things, having found your zone, ask yourself this question: what are you supremely qualified to teach or to give the world? Right? So going back to the astronaut or that farmer that's sowing the seed, everybody has a specialty. Everybody has a great deal of wisdom on something that they feel that they are qualified to be able to teach or to share with the world. What are you qualified to do? The number three, like I said, who is it that you're catering to? So what is the audience? Understand clearly who the target audience is. Number four, why do they come to you? So what is it that they are trying to fill in their life? What is it that they're seeking so that they search for something which brings them to you? And then finally, how does what you give them change them? What is the experience with which they leave? So that, I'd like to thank you for your time and hope you enjoy your process of discovering your purpose in life.